Hi, I'm Eddie Legal Edwards, and you're listening to the Not Bold Better Show.
Welcome to the Not Old, Better podcast, a podcast dedicated to your future. The Not Old, Better podcast is all about revealing your future, offering clarity, health, happiness, and all things senior geek chic. And now your host, Paul Vogelzang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Not Old, Better show. I'm Paul Vogelzang. It is great to be back talking to you. I wanted to follow up on the show that we just did, the Eddie the Eagle review. I heard from so many of you in comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, even all of the usual places, how much you loved this movie, many of you who have seen it. And for those of you who haven't, I thought what I would do is I would assemble some of the interviews, the exit interviews that I collected. After watching the movie the other night at the theater, I stayed around in the lobby and recorded some of the crowd as they were exiting, and I just asked each one a couple of questions about the movie. I have to say, overwhelmingly, everyone loved it. And so what I thought I'd do is I thought I'd just assemble some of those recordings into a collection of reviews, and I thought maybe you guys would like to hear that. You know, it's people like you, after watching a movie that they've loved, and I think you're going to really hear the passion, the amazement, and the inspiration in their voices. I received a number of, as I mentioned, I received a number of written, a couple of emails, a couple of written comments, and I'm going to just read those to you, and I was amazed, and I think you will be. I think this movie has really struck a chord. So enjoy. This is a quick show. Enjoy some of these reviews. And in the background, you will hear, listening closely, you will hear the song Jump, part of our iTunes playlist. And that's part of course, our agreement with Apple to feature selective songs. You can purchase those right off of our website with a simple click to iTunes. So enjoy. Go see this movie. Take your family. You'll love it. Tell me your name.
Shiji Moore.
What'd you think?
It was phenomenal. It was amazing. It was a triumph. Yeah. Seemed like, good human interest piece, and so I thought it would be interesting to check out, and I loved it.
Give me a title of another movie that you thought this was like. What would that be?
Cool Runnings. It reminded me a lot of the same sort of spirit. Yeah, absolutely.
What's your favorite part?
I think definitely, the sort of the culminating jump at the end, and just sort of seeing all that he had been through to get to that moment. It was sort of cool to, like, watch it happen and see what happened to him.
I loved it. I now want to go do something crazy, like learn how to train dogs and be in the Westminster Dog Show. I think you can do anything after watching this. That was amazing. There are so many. I haven't seen a really good feel-good movie like this in so long. My name is Annie Lynn.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Great. What's your name?
Shaquinta.
Great. And what did you think of the movie?
It was great.
Thumbs up?
Yes.
Great. What was your favorite part?
Towards the end.
The final jump?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was great. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
Definitely thumbs up. It was an awesome movie.
Inspiring.
And towards the end of the movie, that final jump, how did that make you feel?
Ha! Oh.
Tearjerker. I'm not gonna lie.
You did it.
Tearjerker.
Yeah.
Tearjerker.
It hit home,
but I was like.
That's great. Thank you.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Thumbs up.
Very much.
Yeah. What was your favorite part?
Watching him go down the hill.
Standing at the top and looking down and going, thank God I gave up skiing before I got to that part.
Good.
Yeah, very
so
much.
Is it a movie that you're going to see again?
Yeah.
Good.
Very much.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank
your time.
You. Thank you.
Hi, it's Paul again. Hey, I mentioned that I had I'd received several emails from you, all with your own reviews of the movie. And then I was gonna read a couple. I decided I'm gonna read one. And as I was reading it over, I decided that it really isn't a good idea for me to read it. So I'm gonna have my wife Gretchen come and read it. And it's very sweet. Mention of the movie, and so I'm gonna kind of slow it down a little bit, play a little bit different music. This is also Jump, but it's by Jay Rabbit, not available on iTunes, but available on SoundCloud, and I'll link to it in our show notes as well as our SoundCloud channel. So enjoy this and enjoy the movie. Thanks, everybody.
I loved it. A good family movie. Dear friend, if you are on the verge of losing hope, or if you no longer believe in much, please, I sincerely request you to watch Eddie the Eagle. The reason I recommend this movie to you is because it was the same kind of hope and inspiration that kept me going after being kicked to the curb. The inspiration that comes from Eddie the Eagle is one of the most important you'll ever hear. In the movie, you see the pain on Eddie's face, both physical and emotional, as he crashes on the snow and in life, but he keeps moving forward despite everything. Although the movie plot is predictable and you may think that you know the story, give it a try. It will not disappoint you. It will help rekindle the lost hope in your heart. The movie ended with tears flowing down my cheeks. I will always be glad that my first review was for a movie named Eddie the Eagle. I hope the reviews and the ratings will be excellent. This movie is inspirational and spirit lifting.
Navigating you to a future of clarity, health, happiness, and senior geek chic. Choosy seniors choose better. The Not Old, Better podcast. Not old, better.